Meseches Be'er, Perek Be'ez, Mishnah Be'ez, Chol Yoy Zachar HaShabbos. If Yontif comes out on Sunday, Be'shamei Oymer, Matzvilin Et Akol Milafnei HaShabbos. Be'shamei says you should be tovo everything before Shabbos. As it is a mitzvah, Mi'atar Atmo Beregel. It's a mitzvah to immerse yourself in the mikvah before Yontif. And it's also a mitzvah to be tovo the Kalim Tmeim that you want to use on Yontif. And according to Be'shamei, you can't be tovo anything on Shabbos. So therefore, you should be tovo everything Me'erev Shabbos. Beitilo Oimrim. Kalim Milafnei HaShabbos. Beitilo agreed with Be'shamei that any Kalim you want to use on Yontif, you should be tovo before Shabbos. As it is usur to be tovo Kalim on Shabbos because it is Mechzik Metakin Mana. It's usur Midarabana because it looks like you're repairing this Kli. As before you were tovo them, since they were Tameh, you couldn't use the Kli and now you could use them. So it's as if you are repairing this kli, and therefore the Rabbanan Asur to be tova the kelim on Shabbos, the adam b'Shabbos. But to be tova yourself on Shabbos, that is mutter point of Beis Hillel, because it's not mechzei kemetaken, it doesn't look like metaken, because it looks like you're just cooling off in the mikvah, or you're washing yourself off in the mikvah, and it doesn't necessarily look that you're only being tova because you're tamei. So that is mutter on Shabbos. Maseches Be'ah, Perek Be'ez, Mishnah Gimel. B'shavin shemashikin es hamayim b'kli'evin l'taharon avolo matzvilin. Be'shamei and Be'tilo agree that even though we said in the Mishnah before that you're not allowed to be tovo kelim on Shabbos and Yontif because it's mechzik k'metakin mana, but if you have mayim tamei and you want to be metari the mayim, then you could immerse the mayim in a kli into the mikvah to be metari, even though Ochlin Umashkin cannot become tar by immersing it into a mikvah, but Mayim Tamei is an exception through a process called Zriya. By putting the Mayim into a Kli and dipping it into the mikvah until the water that's inside the Kli touches the Mea mikvah, ayidei that, the water becomes tar. But since you're not allowed to be Toivo a Kli Tamei on Shabbos and Yontif, and when you put the Mayim Tamei into a Kli, that Kli becomes Tamei, so what do you do? So the Eitzah is, the Mishnah says, to put the Mayim into a Kli Evan. A Kli Evan is not Mekabel Tuma. And then, by dipping the Kli Evan into the mikvah until the Mayim, that's Tameh, touches the main mikvah, then you could be Metayer, the Mayim, and that would be Mutter on Shabbat and Yontif. Umatbilen migav legav, umechabur lechabur. This is a separate thing. Even though we said you're not allowed to be Toivo, Kalim on Shabbat and Yontif, because it's Mechzikim attacking mana. But if the tefillah is only a chumrah, that the kli is really tahar, just you're being tova the kli for a chumrah ba'alma, then it would be mutter on Shabbat and Yontif, and that's not kim attacking kli, because the kli really is usable beforehand. So therefore, my tefillah migav legav, which means that if you originally were tova this kli, adas that you would use it for something that's chulin, and then you change your mind and you want to use a kli for truma. Now, even though this kli is really tar, but the Rabbanan said, as a chumah ba'alma, you should be tovo the kli again. That tefillah you could do in Shabbos and Yontif, umechabura lechabura. Or, if you originally were tovo this kli, adah to eat with this kli, the korban pesach was one chabura, and then you change your mind and decided to eat the korban pesach with a different chabura, and as a chumrah ba'alma, now that you're changing chaburas, you want to be tovel the kli again, that tefillah you can do on Shabbat and Yom Tov.